live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it rain? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. With lots of money and
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. It is Monday. It is the 11th day of February 2008. I'm John Stadtmiller.
Hey, everybody. I'm James Martinez in angry Beverly Hills, California.
In angry Beverly Hills, California.
Oh, yeah. I ran into a guy. I'm emailing your producer the picture now. I emailed it to somebody else at the network there, but I was out in the car with some friends of mine, and there was somebody protesting Wachovia Bank right in downtown Beverly Hills, right on the corner. And when you see this picture, you are just going to love it. I mean, I wish he put, instead of Wachovia in the picture, Wachovia, B of A, Wells Fargo, and all of them right down the row. So I got the guy's name and number, and I heard his story out. Wachovia shafted him for about $8,000. And I'm sending this picture in, but oh my God, it's just
how many people? Can you describe what the picture was? You got me at a loss.
Yeah, I'm driving down Crescent, which is a street in Beverly Hills, and I turn right onto Wilshire, which is like the main drag in Beverly Hills. And here is standing this guy in the middle picketing. He's picketing in front of the bank. And Wachovia has just started this huge advertising campaign about how great they are and how your money's safe with us and blah, 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 blah. And I see this guy on the corner. I'm like, what is he doing? And I thought, well, okay, we watched it because I was turning around the corner and this guy was right there. And I almost had whiplash turning my neck around to see him. And then when I saw what he was doing, and all the guys in my car were like, okay, go around, turn around, see this guy, you gotta get his name and number and find out what the story is. And he just happened to turn around, went all around the block, found this guy in the street holding this big effigy about Wachovia Bank and his, you know, grievances with them, listened to his story, got his email address, and hopefully if he's listening to that, I hope he will call him. Gemini Jim, that is, from Beverly Hills, who got shafted by Wachovia. But this is a thing, a guy who's went out and picketed in one of the richest banking places, you know, in Southern California, about Wachovia. So this is the type of thing I'm talking about, getting out there and making a fuss about what the banks are doing. This guy got it down. So you'll be getting this momentarily here.
Oh, gosh. Wachovia Bank, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What was his main complaint against Wachovia?
Paperwork, lending, and customer service, and he got ripped off for $8,000. I mean, I was listening to him on the corner, turning onto Wilshire. So I said, "Look, email me." I kind of got the bullet points of the story, but not a happy guy, not a happy guy at all. And then when I told him, you know, who I was and what I was doing, and he goes, "Fantastic! You can use my picture, use my name. I'll be happy to talk about it." Blah blah. I hate these guys. This is what they've done. Da 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 da.
Oh, goodness gracious! Another satisfied Wachovia customer.
Right, there you go. There you go. Because they've done a pretty extravagant ad campaign to try and, you know, get themselves in order, but it's not going to work.
Yeah. All right, folks. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. It's the Monday edition of Cash Flow. Has anything improved over the weekend?
No.
What have you decided to do about your credit card debt is the question. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich?
Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
James?
Yeah.
I don't often do this on this radio program, prompt people to jump over and listen to my afternoon program, which is coming up in exactly 2 hours, 47 minutes, and 30-some seconds. But on today's program, ladies and gentlemen, you need to listen to the National Intel Report that airs from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. I am pulling out the stops. I am going to let people exactly know what's going on in the economic and political and worldwide affairs. We're going to lay the game plan out. A friend of mine is going to speak to you from the grave. My Jack Otto, which was my mentor, the reason why I got into what I'm doing now. And if Jack was still alive, I'd probably slap him. No, I'm just kidding. Jack was one individual that took the time to come over to my house, spent 8 hours with me, showing me videos and documentation and, well, you name it, enough in an eight-hour period to convince me that something was very, very wrong. And at the end of this, he stood up and announced that, well, I have to go teach some kids at the public school tomorrow, so I've got to go. And I stood up at that point in time. I said, Jack, I don't know whether to kiss you or kick you. And Jack died last summer. He was a very good patriot. He was not real good at public presentations, nor did he ever want to do radio. But being a friend of mine, and of course getting me started in this, what was he going to do? Refuse. So on today's program, I'm going to let Jack's words speak from his final resting place. and then I'm going to have about 45 minutes, of which I'm going to fill in some of the gaps, and I'm going to challenge people that have their head stuck in the dark, dank place that it has been for oh so long to start recognizing who the true enemies are of this country and what they're really up to. So, having said all that, that's a teaser, folks. You'll have to tune in.
Definitely. Definitely tune in for that.
I have had enough. I have had quite enough. And my anger, my ire is up, but I'm going to take that anger. I'm going to use that as a momentum builder. And I am just going to use that anger to keep marching on. See, I don't get depressed, James. I just get angry.
Anger is more productive than depression.
If you can channel that anger, and I'm not suggesting...
Neither of them are good, but anger, if you have to choose, take the anger.
Well, because if you know how to channel the anger and put that in a positive motion, hey, I'll use whatever's available.
Well, I'm dying to please. Fill me in on the latest with Ron Paul, because I'm reading on the NAB and watching the tube. I'm like, what is the story? Does anybody know what the deal is?
Do we have to get into that today?
Okay,
the deal is here, and I confirmed it, that there was and there was some question as to whether his post on his website Saturday was real or it was some ne'er-do-wells going in there hacking and putting out false messages about Ron Paul. No, Ron Paul is cutting back on his national campaign staff. He has brought people on as campaign advisors at this date. I do not know why. But the general consensus is that the reason why he's going to stay Republican and not go independent because simultaneously his congressional campaign is being run and he must remain a Republican in which to do that. Having said all that, I mean, we could go back to last year or whatever and we can talk about his campaign. I can tell you one thing right now, and I'll probably go to jail over it. If I ever meet his campaign manager, I'm not going to say a word to him. I'm going to walk up, knock him flat on his keister, and just simply deliver one message to him. Your ego is writing checks your butt couldn't possibly cover. And when you realize that you were in over your head, the first thing that you should have done was go to your boss that placed so much trust in you, and you should have told him that I'm in over my head, and we need to bring in some big guns.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So just a little warning out there to his campaign manager, if you see me, go the other way, because I'm probably going to end up in jail for assault. All right?
Okay, so that being said, that means that it's over.
Well.
Or is it not?
Well, let me emphasize something about this. That aside from the Ron Paul campaign and the choices he made there, if you look what people did, and folks, read the preamble to the Constitution, we the people. The reason why those three words were put there at the beginning of it is because we are the government. Now, we have a system set up in this country. We elect representatives to represent us in our state legislatures and at the federal legislature. All right, having said that, when you realize that the people have been bought and sold by the corporations, by influence by the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the Mac Daddy group of building a North American community, these are the people that set this organization up, founded by the Rockefellers, by the way, for world government. Okay? Mm-hmm. Once you realize the influences that have been just absolutely tearing at the coattails of our trusted politicians in Washington, D.C., you must obviously conclude that they are not representing the Constitution, the document that they swore to protect and uphold as being a public servant, us putting our trust into them and occupying these seats that we have given them. Mm-hmm. Having said that, it is now time to take a good look as to what these people have done, how they have done it, and then declare ourselves to be under the Constitution and under the rule of law, and to dissolve this Congress and this Senate. Now, I don't know if too many people know of what the Founding Fathers said about a government that they were forming that ever went tyrannical on them, ever started to reverse their positions, if they ever started not to represent you as being part and parcel of this grand experiment. Mm-hmm. And them not following the law, the rule book, the Constitution. It is within our power, it is our duty, it is our right to abolish this government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to those ends, how are we going to exactly accomplish that?
Well, I'm thinking, when I'm based upon what you said and then the kind of the inclination I've heard from other people and checking on the web and watching the TV, okay, if he's going to bail out and he's going to want to keep his seat wherever he is, my first question for him is, why are you doing that when you know the truth and you're going to be working with everybody else that's against you? That's number one. Number two, these supposed lawsuits that he has with these media entities, he should, if he's going to drop out and completely do nothing, he should absolutely publicize those lawsuits and exploit them to the highest degree possible so people understand what happened. Because obviously, as we all know, and you know included, and everybody else who listens here and other places, that he was censored and put aside and basically taken over, and the people did not get their what they wanted. They did not get a shot, and those are the lawsuits that go all the way.
But let me,
don't you think?
Yeah, in defense of Ron Paul here, you know, we were looking for this guy to part the seas, to walk on water, to turn water into wine, you know. And we need to focus on exactly how his campaign was as successful as it was in spite of his choices for the people to run his campaign. If you look at the essence and all the people out there across the political spectrum that started to understand what Ron Paul was about and what he was representing,
mm-hmm.
that was a major feat unto itself.
Right.
Now, what we've got to concentrate on, for those people that have woken up out of their slumber, what do we do with these people now, and where do we move this momentum that has been built? We cannot let it slip away.
Absolutely not.
Ron Paul just started the party. But again, I will emphasize that the greatest amount of work that was ever done by the Ron Paul campaign didn't come from his paid people. It came from the people themselves.
Exactly. Couldn't agree with you more.
So having said that, James, where we take this into the future, I mean, I heard Judge Napolitano on a radio program today expressing his concern about the tyrannical police state and trying to make people understand why the Second Amendment is so important. The guy is cold but serious, and he's tending toward armed revolution. Now, this is a former Superior Court judge.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy that has written a lot of books. He's got FaceTime and a lot of mainstream media out there.
Right.
Eventually, what he's going to do is going to minimize his appearances on these national programs. But a Superior Court judge basically saying it's time to go to arms is a major, major statement.
Now, where was that said, and was it printed, or did you? How?
On Old AJ's show today.
So you got that live?
Mm-hmm. 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 Yes, sir.
That's major.
Heard it with my own ears. And I'm going to lay out the game plan today, and I'm going to tell people exactly what they're going to be facing. Because if you think for one second that somehow we are going to reach the bottom of this economic morass, you had better think again. If you think that just by placing a few politicians in the right places, this is going to restore the glitter and the glamour of America. I've got some good swampland I want to sell you in Florida, or a bridge up in Minnesota, or whatever other garbage you want to buy.
Right.
I'm going to lay this thing out, because it's going to come down to a point, and I've said for 14 years in my radio career, through two different networks, mm-hmm. you had better, if you're a spiritual person, you better get your Bibles, but you better get your beans and you better get your bullets, because you're going to need them. If we are going to remain a free people, this has happened time and time again with tyrannical governments that just decided to cast off their duties and obligations to its people. We may have to come down to the point of fighting for it. A lot of people don't want to hear that. Well, you know what? Then I suggest you move to Mexico, or you go over to Canada, or you go down to Juarez and fight with the drug dealers, or you go to Belize, or you go to France, or go wherever you want to go. But get out of the way, because it's going to get real messy here in this country in short order. That is if you don't want to lick the boots of your taskmasters, and you don't want to lay the Constitution down, and you want to become a slave, well, then you're going to be in like Flint. They love people like you. but for Americans that understand what freedom and liberty is all about, and oppressors and tyrannical people when they try to take it, we're going to have to stand up for it.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Where do you want to go, James?
Well, I want to give a different perspective on that particular issue is because I think in the powers that be, they want the violence. They want everybody to come unglued. They want to put them in a position psychologically so that they will be pushed into a corner to cause violence. Because with the violence, they will have more options to do other things because of their rationale of being violent. So my thoughts on that are slightly different. I still think that regardless of if Ron Paul stays, goes, or whatever he does, all the people and all the time and all the effort of all the people organizing, spreading the word, making the money, doing all those things, that's still there. And that amount of people, though its organization may be dissolved and turned into something else, that still is there, and that is essential because it's people are voting essentially by instituting their money and giving them to men. So there's lots of areas for people to go, and I think it's just my humble opinion that there's still room left to cause, shall we say, problems for the powers that be which is essentially a vote. Every time, like, for, and what I mean by that is everybody that I know that's gone through credit card problems, financial issues, and had to go through all of that, has made a specific statement, whether it's to the Federal Trade Commission, in mass, and staked their position. And then they've allied with a bunch of other people that they're in the same position. Now, when you have millions of people in the same position, not buying or not using a product or a bank or something else, then you can actually alter things and their voice can be heard. Granted, that's small in the sizable issue that we're talking about, but it's still there.
All right, let's get back. Let's get back to your original premise here, that this is exactly what they want. Where in recorded history of mankind did anybody just roll over when they saw their government coming after them? Where did they succeed and continue as a culture or a country if there was not an armed rebellion? Tell me one.
I'm not saying there's not one. I'm saying that it doesn't have to be that way. That's a choice.
I would beg to differ with you, sir. I would beg to differ because nothing, and there is nobody within Congress, within the Senate, within the state legislatures that are really standing up against this tyranny, there is not one governor that said, you know what, I think the Fed has gone a little bit far, and until you get your house straightened around, I'm throwing you out of my state. I am not taking your accepting your funds. And by the way, we can padlock the federal courtrooms for right now because obviously you guys are just winging it from the bench. When the political and the judicial system comes to the point where it no longer represents and protects people's rights but is in the business of violating them, it is time to throw the bums out.
I agree.
Now, this is going to come down, and whether they like it or not, whether the people of this country like it or not, when this economy crashes, and it will crash, they will probably try to hang on to the semblance of some people trying to work the issues out somewhere between January and probably March of next year. You are going to see this economy, and this is my prediction based on all the information I've seen, you are going to see this economy crash in the first quarter of next year, and what is to follow is not going to be pretty. You're going to see cities like L.A. go up in smoke, Cleveland, Detroit going up in smoke. You will see martial law implemented. You will see gun confiscation start to go on. And under the pretext of keeping us safe, they are going to unroll all of what they have put together formulated for the last 20 to 25 years. And people are going to be staring down the gun barrel of our government. They're here to protect us and save us. You're going to be staring down that gun barrel in the first quarter of next year. So we can all sit here and pull strings and debate and talk endlessly and do all of this stuff. I, for one, are preparing for the first quarter of next year. Until that such time, I'm going to be running my mouth at Mach 3 with my hair on fire. I'm not going to change anything.
Good. Yeah. Mach 3.
Mach 3 with my hair on fire, baby.
Yeah, I think some of those issues I think will come to fruition, but I don't think it's going to be on a mass level. I think it'll be small fires all over
the
U.S.
Small fires. Yeah. You were out there in California when the L.A. almost burnt down, for God's sakes. You were out there when the police were trying to go after people that were trying to protect their property from the looters and the robbers, tried to prosecute them for protecting their own property. Where do you think this mindset is coming from? What did they do to the people that were victims of Hurricane Katrina in the more well-to-do places? They were there with their goons for one thing, not to check on to see how you were. They wanted your damn guns because they didn't want you to protect yourself or your property against roving criminals. Take a look at the L.A. gangs. That how you get into these gangs is you have to go out and arbitrarily kill somebody as part of a rite of passage to get into their gangs. These are the criminals and the murderers we got running around the streets in L.A. And I'll tell you what, I would not want to be a cop in L.A. I wouldn't want to be a county sheriff in L.A. because when that stuff starts to happen, they're going to get the hell out of town because they're going to be dead if they stick around. This is what we're facing in this country, folks. And I'm not going to put a happy face on it. I am telling you what's going to be transpiring in this country next year. Now, you can believe me or not, but I have a feeling that one of these people
might start this year.
You'll be one of these people that's not believing what I'm saying. You're going to be whistling through that graveyard. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we are back. My wife asked me during the break, James, I thought you were going to keep this program light. Well, and here is my answer to that. Unless we get the backing here to do this thing nationally the way we propose to do, sitting here and talking to this audience that is well up to speed on so many different issues, if the new listeners to this program could plug their brain into theirs, it would fry you in about 5 seconds. They are the best educated listening radio audience that has ever been in this country. So my dilemma here is waiting for the big bucks to pop forth so we can go out there and at least save people from their credit card debt versus doing a program every day where I'm just sitting around talking about credit card debt. Let's go to the phones here. John from Austin. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
I'm sort of a young cat, and I need some information. I've been listening to the show, and I've been woken up now for about a year. I'm like 18 years old, and I was trying to look up on the internet about like the what happened during the Great Depression and trying to correlate it to what's going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been telling my parents and stuff to buy food and all that, but I move out next month, so I'm already buying my stuff. But I'm just trying to see, do you really think it's going to get that bad from what I've been reading about the Great Depression?
Well, let me put it to you this way, young man, and I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate your interest in trying to at least look out for your parents. By the way, how much of what you told them has actually sunk in?
Mm-hmm. Zero.
There you go. All right.
Zero. Just trying to spend money and buy furniture for the house. I'm like, forget the house. Mom.
Have they seen freedom?
John,
did they see freedom to fascism?
I've given them free.
No, did they watch it?
Yes, they did.
Okay, and they're still out.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
No.
What happened?
They just still don't think it's gonna. It's true. They think I'm sort of crazy in a way.
Well, that's good. You maintain your craziness, but let me put it to you this way. I'll tell you what is not similar to 1929. What is not similar is we still had gold and silver backed currency. Okay,
right.
You could still redeem your Federal Reserve notes for gold. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We did not carry $100 trillion debt like we carry now. We had the workforce in place. We were coming out of an agrarian culture. We were firing up the industrial stuff. There was no lack of labor. There was a lack of capital. They specifically pulled the money out of circulation. That's why we had this depression for 11 years. And magically, well, we just found more money, and the banks just loosened up their purse strings when they figured out they could make the money off of World War II. Having said all that,
mm-hmm.
we had no debt. People had still had their property. They had everything. They still had their rights. They had everything. That's the difference between 29 and today. We are massively in debt. They have stripped the Constitution. There is no way to get out of this hole that they have dug themselves in, because you cannot retire a debt with a debt instrument. Guido still charges you the interest.
When you were watching that movie with your parents, how were they reacting, or did they even watch it at all? They didn't even say a word?
No, we all watched it. They were just like, wow, I can't believe that this, you know, this is going to happen. But then it seemed like they're interested. But then a month later, they just back to their same old selves, like,
well,
putting it out of their mind. Like,
John,
they
you know your parents better than I do, but I would suggest, rather than them going on heavy drugs, you know, to numb the effect of what they've seen, what I see that they have done is they've gone back to their old ways, because that's all they know what to do. They don't know what to do about the current situation. So why not drop back to what they are most used to? Oh, let's discuss about buying the new sofa for the living room, or, you know, shouldn't we put new countertops in the kitchen now? You know, they're falling back, John, to what they know and what they've done all these years. That's a safe mode that they have slipped into.
Right. Well, I mean, that's true.
Yeah. So what can you do? You've planted the seed. When it starts to happen, you're not going to have to say a word to them. Just give them a good, great big hug. And at that point in time, hold on, James. At that point in time, they're going to understand that their baby boy was not a wingnut, that you knew something that they didn't. I'm sorry, James, for interrupting you.
No, I was just saying, has it put a division between the two of you?
Oh, no, we're a big, loving family. The only reason I woke up a little bit quicker than them is because I have friends. We just moved from California to Texas. I have friends that are in the MI6 gang. I know how big it is, and I know what they're planning and what they're waiting on. They already know that this is going to happen, and they're just waiting their chance to take over the cities because they know they're going to be in shambles, and I've heard it from their mouths.
Yeah.
So I know, and my parents think that I'm crazy, but I've heard it from large gang establishment.
Sure.
Yeah. They're just going to have to learn the hard way.
Well, I'll tell you what. The people out in L.A. are going to know the gig's up when they see the cops running faster than them.
Right.
John, I do not know what else that I can tell you, my friend. If you live in Austin, I'm on from 4 to 6 p.m. down here on 96.3. I would highly suggest that you tune into the program today, because I'm going to pull out all the damn stops. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Lou from Austin. Hello, Lou.
Hey, Lou. Good afternoon, fellas.
Hi.
By the way, James, I was in Los Angeles working during the first riots back in the 60s, and I know what John said was the truth.
No, what John said is the truth. What I think, let me clarify one thing for you. I'm saying it will happen in cities all over. I didn't say it would be on a grand scale.
Oh, I think it will. I do believe that you'll see cities burn like you never could imagine.
And that's part of the plan. That's why, and excuse me just for a second, Lou, going on what John from Austin just talked about, there is a reason why they're not doing national news stories. I mean, let's have another 92 hours of Britney Spears and how the little spoiled brat fell apart.
Right.
Okay. But do you see any news nationally about the gangs out there, about how pervasive they have been?
I don't even watch news.
Well, but I'm saying, I just take it from me, there are no national news stories. And this is a kettle of fish that has been stinking rotten and boiling at a high rate. And it's getting ready to explode.
I know.
But nobody wants to talk about it.
But the other thing I wanted to actually call about, when you started ruminating about what you could do with these Paul supporters,
mm-hmm.
Back in the 1850s in California, I believe they had what they called the Committees of Vigilance that took special care in watching their so-called public servants. And quite a few of them were hanged in the public square. I believe that's what you need to do, is suggest committees of vigilance to watch these local people.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they'll get the idea that the feds probably should get out of town.
Well, and one of the things that I want to see accomplished in the next 6 months, and I'm going to lean very, very heavily on my friend Officer Jack McLam, that he do an update to his Vampire Killer 2000. It was written, I think, back in the mid-90s.
Yeah, I read it.
Yeah, and a lot. And let me tell you something. I would say safely about 75% of law enforcement in this country read that back in the 90s. The only problem is we've had a turnover in personnel, and you see who they're hiring as cops now.
Yeah.
Okay.
These jarheads from Iraq.
There you go. I mean, these boys are geared to one thing.
Kill.
That's right. So having said all that, he needs to, again, put out his Vampire Killer 2000 updated, and what we did back in the 90s, and I did not care. I remember one morning at about 2:30 in the morning walking up to about six or eight cops standing in a donut shop parking lot, I kid you not. And when I started to approach them, and I said, "Gentlemen," they all turned and they all put their hands on their guns. I said, "I am not armed. The only thing I'm armed with is information. May I approach?" They took the information. They read the information. I gave them all copies of Vampire Killer 2000. I gave them videotapes. I said, "You are going to have to make a choice here in the near future to follow policy or follow the Constitution. It's going to be up to you." And I'll be quite frank with you, Lou. The powers that be, the global elite, they do not care if every cop, everybody with a badge, is mowed down in this country. They don't care.
Right.
They're being set up. They're going to be the cannon fodder and the excuse as
they're
to why we've got to bring in the heavy guns.
They're mm-hmm. the first ones that's going to fall in the battle.
There you go.
Well, I don't have a solution. That was just a suggestion, the Committees of Vigilance. Google them and find out what they did.
Committee of Vigilance.
Committees of Vigilance.
I'm sorry, James. Caller, say that one more time.
Yeah, it's Committees of Vigilance.
Okay.
And they were in San Francisco. It's a very educational piece, that if it's still on the Internet. It was about 6 months ago I saw that.
All right. Okay. I appreciate your call.
Sure.
Thank you. Yeah. James, just to expound on what you said earlier, I am in complete agreement with you. Up to the point that I am not a violent man. And when I suggested knocking Ron Paul's campaign manager on his keister, I probably will do that.
Okay. A lot of people will thank you for that.
Well, I'm sure that they will. But but it comes down in any society, in any culture, that when it gets bad enough, that the people have to stand up and they forcefully have to take their government back. Now, heretofore, I'm in complete agreement with you that if we would have started this prematurely, and what we have done is we have tried every redress that we possibly could, even playing the political game with Ron Paul. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that was nice patty cake stuff. That drew a lot more people into the realm of reality and actually listening to what the guy was saying and starting to study about the fractionalized reserve banking or the IRS or whatever. You know, it's been a good exercise in education. But it's going to come down to the point, James, where they're beating on your door, and they're coming in, whether you let them in or not.
Right.
As to what you are going to do for the preservation of your sanctity, of your home, of your freedom, of your liberty, it's going to be your choice. And mm-hmm. I can personally tell you, from the 90s, dealing with a lot of different people, that that's exactly what is going to happen, is people are going to stand up. Even Judge Napolitano knows that.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they do.
So that's why I'm suggesting one more time that we make a go-around with the cops like we did back in the 90s, because these are the people who are going to be charged with, well, keeping the peace on the American streets.
Exactly.
And they have got to know which side, you know, where the bear,
right,
where the bear craps in the buckwheat, in other words. They're going to have
right,
to know
right.
what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So
I couldn't agree more on that one.
Well,
I think a lot of the law enforcement people, you know, they've gotten so used to being that reality of it. Everybody else is wrong and they're right, and they can arrest and do whatever they want, because a lot of LAPD, very corrupt, everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people need to know, and education still needs to keep going, and all those people, and all the people that put the effort with Ron Paul, that's still a significant force there.
You notice I'm not talking offense, I'm talking defense.
Right.
I am not talking about a violent overthrow of the United States government. I would like to see the majority of these people tried and jailed for treason, most assuredly.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it's
not going to be up to me as to what happens to these people after they're found guilty, after we get the court systems back, after we start cleaning house, so to speak, tongue-in-cheek, House of Representatives. Okay? So it's not going to be a pretty thing. And we're only 230 years into this grand experiment, and look how much we have left slip by us because we were not vigilant. That we did not stop this when we saw things going awry. We were just sitting back and quietly hoping that somebody would come up on the white steed and save us from ourselves.
Well, I know that the people are feeling it. I randomly was with a friend having lunch, and another friend of hers came in, and he told me that he lives in Belize, and he moved everything that he has into Belize.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, why did you do that? I knew why I did that, but I wanted to hear his story about that. And he picked up, got all his assets, everything liquidated, moved down to Belize. And he says, I just got sick and tired of having to deal with the economic problems, the social problems of being in a big city, mostly economic. And then he told me that he knew quite a number of people that have been moving. Like in forces, people are getting out in droves and leaving because they've had enough. I think I mentioned that to you before, but this guy just showed up randomly, and he says, yeah, I've been in Belize for a couple of years, and I go back and forth. And I said, well, is that primarily because of what? And he said, mostly economics. It's just a better way of life in that particular part of the world. And I said, are you going to maintain your operations here? Are you moving completely? And he said, well, it's not just me. I said, I made my decision. I'm already pretty much there. But he goes, I at least know 15, 20 people that are already – you know, devising ways of getting out
mm-hmm.
and moving to a different territory entirely.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be happening a lot, too, in mass.
Well, and, you know, that's all fine and dandy. And what are they going to preserve? Themselves. Does that demonstrate to me that they care enough about their country to stand with us and fight for
Obviously
it?
Obviously not. No,
that's
they want bail. Right.
That's exactly right. So... Let me take another call here. Bob in New York. Hello, Bob.
Hello,
hey,
gentlemen.
Bob. Hi.
Gentlemen, I'm going to cite a controversial site, worldreports.org. You know, Chris Story, he did the Paulson story at the beginning of January, which was, controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Here's his headlines. He's been warning the last few days that the Group of Eight meeting in Tokyo is putting their foot down, and he said they will make the statement today, and he's saying they did. They have signed the papers with the World Court. The settlement is done and will be completed by 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Monday. What will happen is international banking will be shut down on Wednesday. Four oil tankers off Saudi Arabia ordered to stand by to return to port. Two American ships were turned away by Japan on Sunday. All American commercial and military aircraft are on standby to return to the American hubs this evening and tomorrow in the event of non-payment. Foreign carriers will have to return home because of retaliation. Full-blown global trade and financial warfare will break out immediately. The West will be split down the middle, but it will be shown to be Bush's fault. the United States border with Canada may have to be closed. Now, if the Bush does not follow the orders, if the settlement is aborted, the U.S. President, Vice President, Cabinet, Congress, and the Supreme Court will be arrested in accordance with the G8's World Court orders. We believe by, he has in brackets, we believe by the U.S. military, according to focused sources. So if you want more details, go to worldreports.org. It may be all fantasy, but it might be true. Who knows?
Worldreports.org. I question Mr. Story's veracity.
I understand that.
Yeah. And I don't think this is going to happen, because if you think about this, who is it going to benefit? Why would China be on board with something like this when they're still making billions of dollars off of the trade with the United States? And we understand that they're holding over $1 trillion worth of U.S. debt. But this is one way, at least, that they can still make a profit out of this country. If they start getting in here and mixing stuff up, and you know China's interest is represented in this as well, what would be the payoff to them to do such a thing?
Well, Story knows all this and defends himself in his column. I don't know if it's true, but I just thought your listeners should know. Keep track of what's going on in the parallel universe.
All right, in the parallel universe. Thanks for your call, Bob.
Okay.
We'll break. We'll be right back. Finish up this edition of Cash Flow, or the lack thereof. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, here's what the caller, Bob from New York, was saying here. And I'm reading the information right now that, you know, that they're going to try to arrest George Bush. The military is going to do this. Now, the reason why the U.S. military would have to arrest George Bush is for treason against this country.
Right.
Now, whether this G8, okay, and the World Court orders the arrest of George Bush or not is neither here nor there. I do not believe that this is going to happen.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I think I'd love for it to happen, but I don't think so. This would be a great, great thing, and there'd be partying all over the world if that happened.
There would be.
And it's just too good to be true, and I just... It's just too good to be true. If things were that easy, it would have already happened a long time ago.
You don't do the right thing for the wrong reasons. And the reasons why George Bush needs to be arrested is because he is a treasonous president, probably more so than any before. They've all done their part, though, in one form or another. But this would quell the nervousness that the world has about this country, about the criminality of this guy. It would do a lot to restore some confidence. Now, some countries may look at this and go, oh, well, the government has fallen apart. You know, we need to do something about this. Well,
and another thing, too, I mean, he says here, I look at it, the controlled mainstream media is so embarrassingly behind the curve over this crisis that it would be laughable if it were not pathetic. Certain controlled websites, ditto. Well, this, as far as I'm concerned, this particular website, I mean, I have looked at it. I know who the person is. I mean, not personally, but if this is the case, there needs to be an inkling of a person to back up the story on some way to define it and say, yeah, this is an actual agenda that's going to take. Otherwise, it's just a story like all the other stories. And although I would love for this to take place and it would be one of the biggest events in world history, I seriously doubt it.
Yeah. And I've said before.
But I could be wrong. I don't know.
I've said before that I am not in favor of any military juntas or military actions against leaders of a country. But being that he claims himself to be the chief commander-in-chief, that he is over all the militaries, that he is the resident guy in charge of this wonderful corporation called the United States, that when it does go to a foul, that he should be arrested and brought to trial. Now, that much I have said. But the world court ordering anything, the world court has ordered a lot of stuff. Have you ever seen the world court do anything?
Right, it's like a judgment. When you have a judgment, doesn't mean it's going to happen.
That's exactly right.
But I'm not familiar with the world court. I mean, a lot of people get judgments in court, and then once they have their judgment or for whatever issue it is, civil or criminal or whatever, doesn't mean that it's suddenly you press a button and automatically things change.
That's right. I mean, they've got Heinz Kissinger. That's his real name. Henry Kissinger, the world court has declared him a criminal, but I don't see him under arrest. They declared that a long time ago.
Yeah, immune. He's been quite immune.
So.
I mean, if this were this is a hell of a headline to put on a website.
And I
don't know if he can back this up with anything that's got some kind of investigative truth that a civilian could look into, you know what I mean, and find out about. So I would love it if it were true. I would love it.
You and I
would be partying for that.
I could make the claim that George Bush was killed 2 years ago and his body double is in there running the country.
Right, Mr. Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah, how do I prove it?
Right, exactly.
All right,
exactly,
folks,
right.
That's enough. Boy, this has been a long hour. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of Cash Flow. Folks, seriously, dump the credit card debt. Call 888-213-7655. Listen to the recorded message. You don't have that long to get your financial affairs straightened around. Or call James at 877-331-0626. He will tell you exactly what you need to do to dump your credit card debt. Whatever money is left over, you need to put it to use for your own benefit. Because, baby, the storm is coming. It's the perfect storm, and you better be ready for it. James, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Gold has